Security Standards That Fight Crime, May 3, 2023. The latest cargo theft 18-month report from Transported Asset Protection Association Europe, the Middle East and Africa, TARPA EMEA. Recorded data and information on 2,670 cargo thefts in South Africa across all 9 provinces, including 2,236 truck hijackings and multiple attacks on freight facilities. This blight is costing businesses tens of millions of rands in production losses. Crime data for the 18 months up to the 30th of June 2022 included a combined loss figure of €31.7 million, R630 million at time of focus publication, but this only accounted for the 3.4% of crimes that shared an actual financial loss figure. Based on these, major incidents involving goods worth more than €100,000 stood at €947,862 per crime, R18.8 million. For victim companies, such high-value losses impact customer relationships, damage their reputations, and lead to rising costs, such as higher insurance premiums, says Torsten Newman, TARPA EMEA President and CEO. Tragically, the high level of violence seen in attacks across South Africa continues to cost the lives of drivers, security guards, and law enforcement officers who find themselves innocently caught up in incidents as they do their jobs or pursue suspects. Sadly, truck hijacking is a rising trend. This is apparent if we look at the police crime statistics for the final quarter of each of the past 4 calendar years. In 2019, there were 325 hijackings, rising to 436 in 2020. This figure rose again in 2021, to 448, while last year had 492 reported incidents over a period of just 92 days, a staggering 9.8% increase in truck hijackings over 2021's fourth quarter. More than 60%, 307, of these trucks were hijacked in Gauteng. 4 other provinces also recorded high rates of incidents: the Eastern Cape, 54, Mpumalanga, 53, the Western Cape, 26, and KwaZulu-Natal, 25. The South African Police Service is working proactively to reduce truck hijackings and other types of cargo crimes, and we applaud their initiative. They are also one of the few law enforcement agencies globally to record truck hijackings and cash-in-transit robberies as specific crime categories, which is especially useful intelligence for our member companies. However, the solution to rising crime is not just down to the actions of the police, Newman stresses. Companies must, and can, do more to protect their supply chains if they understand the types of crimes, the modus operandi of cargo thieves, where incidents are occurring, and the types of goods being stolen. TARPA EMEA has this insight, as well as highly effective supply chain security standards to help protect facilities and trucking operations. We are confident these can contribute significantly to preventing losses and protecting company employees and police officers from the types of attacks we are recording, he continues. TARPA EMEA's standards provide a trusted framework to manage known risks, reduce loss exposure, protect assets, improve people's security, and reduce the heavy financial and reputational costs that can result from a cargo theft incident. In short, by adopting the association standards, companies can work towards one common set of security requirements. TARPA EMEA offers 3 supply chain security standards: facility, trucking, and parking security requirements. Companies can select their preferred level of certification for each of these, to suit their security requirements and those of their customers. Massimo Carell, lead for Africa at TARPA EMEA, notes that whilst the association has a high volume of incident data for cargo crimes in South Africa, it currently has very few losses reported to the TARPA EMEA intelligence system, TIS, from supply chains in other countries in Africa. We believe increasing the TARPA EMEA footprint and membership across this important and emerging continent will benefit all our members with supply chain operations in Africa. To drive this initiative forward, we are giving our former regional working group for South Africa a new remit covering the entire African continent, he adds. TARPA EMEA held a regional conference in March. Based on our very constructive discussions with local delegates in Johannesburg, we are launching a new TARPA EMEA sub-regional Africa membership for companies based in Africa. This is designed to give our new TARPA EMEA sub-regional Africa working group the impetus to introduce our association to more potential new members, intelligence providers, and users of the TARPA standards, Karel says. The costs and benefits are as follows. Full membership, €1,000, about R20,000, annually. Two representatives. Training seats for registered representatives. Delegate places at the TARPA EMEA Africa Regional Conference for registered representatives. TARPA EMEA member section access. Access to the association's TIS tool. Security service provider membership, €2,000. About R40,000, annually. One representative. Training seat for registered representative. Delegate place at the TARPA EMEA Africa Regional Conference for registered representative. TARPA EMEA member section access. Access to the association's TIS tool. This is an update to the 50% membership discount we have offered to companies in South Africa for the past 8 years or more. It also opens up sub-regional Africa membership to companies across the whole of Africa, Karel points out. We hope this opportunity will enable us to obtain not only new members in Africa but, consequently, more risk intelligence, cargo crime data and information from across the African continent, as well as more companies adopting our supply chain security standards. Hopefully, these security standards can help to fight crime across the continent and curb the wave threatening to engulf supply chains. Asterisk TARPA EMEA is a not-for-profit industry association that helps manufacturers, shippers, and their logistics service providers to minimize supply chain losses resulting from cargo thefts. Share.